Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
When states pursue these flawed practices, it means that people who are eligible to vote can't vote, and that is a problem for our democracy.
Angela Hanks with think tank Demo says inactivity or not voting in at least two consecutive federal elections is the most frequent reason states give for purging their voter rolls. Impacted voters are often given little or no notice of their removal or an opportunity to correct it. She says the practice often targets voters of color, naturalized citizens, or younger voters. More than 19 million registered voters were purged from rolls in 10 states between 2020 and 2022. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says a strike could happen as soon as mid-September unless union members are guaranteed assurances they won't be left behind in the transition to electric vehicles.
We're not asking for a lot. We're asking to take care of our people, and the companies owe that to the workers.
The union is currently negotiating its contract with the big three automakers. Fain says the company's CEOs saw their pay spike 40% on average over the last 4 years, and that auto workers are worth the same and more. Former President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty on Thursday to criminal charges in the case accusing him of illegally withholding national security documents. Meanwhile, prosecutors have asked a judge to set a January 2nd trial date in the case charging Trump with plotting to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Associate Professor of Law at Georgetown University Vita Johnson tells the Associated Press Trump's claim that a Washington, D.C. jury pool is too tainted to provide a fair trial won't go far.
This is not just known locally, but it's known nationally and internationally. Any argument that he may make for a change of venue seems very unlikely to prevail.
Following this week's defeat of a ballot initiative in Ohio, largely considered a proxy for curbing abortion, organizers are turning their efforts toward November's election, when they'll vote to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. Kelly Copeland of Pro-Choice Ohio says voters are motivated.
They underestimated Ohio, and they have awakened a sleeping giant.
The special election saw unprecedented voter turnout, with 57% voting to defeat the measure. But Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose says Republicans will press ahead.
We lost one battle, but the war continues, and I've just begun to fight.
House Democrats are calling for a hearing to investigate what they call attacks on democracy, following a move by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to remove a second publicly elected Democratic state attorney from office. And the Supreme Court on Thursday temporarily blocked a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from civil lawsuits. The court will hear arguments before the end of the year over whether the settlement can proceed. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.